soon, us fellas aren't going to be able to go to a ball game. We're not going to be able to go fishing. We're not going to be able to stop and have a drink after work. And that's what this whole women's lib thing is about. And it's got to stop. And Bobby Riggs is the man to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Custer's last stand. This is the lobber versus the liver.
Keep talking, Bobby. The more nonsense you spell, the worse it's going to be when you lose.
Steve Carell and Emma Stone from the movie Battle of the Sexes as Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs themselves. Recently in Los Angeles, we sat down with both of them, including our old friend, former Chicagoan, former Second City, castmate, the great Steve Carell.
It's neat to go back because I did a lot of that. I looked at a lot of old footage of both Billy and certainly Bobby, and I dug into these archives. And Bobby's coach, who I trained with, Lorne Kuhl, gave me all of these yearbooks and clippings. And so I kind of traced a lot of the
When you're developing your character, I mean, do you look at old film clips and say, okay, well, I'm going to hold my hand this way, or... Like, are you deciding physical movements based on those kinds of things?
A little bit, but you don't want that to preclude any sort of connection to what you're doing. You don't want it to be all about mannerisms. But I tried to pick up some mannerisms because he was a character. And so, yeah, I looked at a lot of old footage and tried to emulate the way he talked, the way he moved.
Do you remember the actual event?
I do, yeah.
What was your, what was your take on all of that, and especially how it relates now? I clearly remember it, and what a circus it was.
It was. That's exactly right. It was a circus. It was a Super Bowl. It was. Everybody I knew watched it, and at that point, we basically had three channels on TV that we watched, and that was it. That was that, and it's not like you put it on DVR. It's not like it was going to come back again. Everybody was there watching it when it actually unfolded live, and I guess I was 11, and I even then I knew that he was kidding around. I knew in the build-up to it that he was performing this character, and that it was all tongue-in-cheek, and he was winking, that he didn't actually believe the things that he was saying, and he was just ruffling people's feathers. And I think that was part of his charm, because people didn't demonize him back then, because maybe a few thought that he was serious, but most people, even kids, even an 11-year-old, knew that he was just joking around.
It was sort of the way things were back then, too. You know, I think back on my parents and how people were, and people were kind of chauvinistic then. And, you know, there was sort of that vibe.
It was much more commonplace, certainly.
Yeah, we evolved, and I'm not sure if we're like have gone back into it again or whatever, but it's interestingly relevant. It's so much more than just a slice of history that we're taking a look at.
Yeah, I think it is relevant. When I first talked to our directors, John and Val, about it, that's one of the points that I stressed with them, was that I didn't think this was a period piece at all. I thought it was really relevant, and it's sadly relevant. But I think the language has changed. I think back then a lot of people, you know, openly talked about being chauvinistic. Yeah. A lot of men were just openly chauvinistic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I think a lot of men are still chauvinistic, but just aren't perhaps as candid about it.
Yeah. You know, I've enjoyed you in so many different kinds of roles and so happy for you.
Oh, thanks.
Because I sort of remember the days when you were a waiter in Chicago.
there were a lot of days, yeah.
It's so funny to me that a waiter at the Hard Rock in Chicago is now playing
Hula Hands.
How do I forget that prime gig that you have? you know, snapping up like these really cool and meaningful roles. So I'm so like personally just happy for you that way.
Thanks.
But now in this movie also, to get a Steve Carell in the short shorts that were so popular in the 70s.
Yeah.
Sex symbol Steve Carell now.
Well, yeah. You know, that's part of the reason I did the movie is because I knew... I knew the period costumes.
Show off the gams a little bit.
Show off some of my greatest assets.
Yeah. Our pal, Steve Carell, such a great guy. So down to earth. Really, really nice every time that we've been able to sit down and talk with him. And there he is talking about
becoming Bobby Riggs in this new movie. And our first opportunity to sit down and talk with Emma Stone, who we've had many conversations with, but our first time ever since her winning the Academy Award for Best Actress earlier this year for her role in La La Land, and now taking on the role of Billie Jean King.
Does it ever get tiring to hear congratulations about the Oscars?
Oh, yes, please don't
stop.
Say it.
Stop. Does that like play into your decision making now? Has it changed anything for you?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I think my goals remain pretty similar, and I'm incredibly grateful, and it still doesn't feel like it really happened, and it was an amazing night, but I don't think that it's changed my outlook on my career. If anything, maybe it's solidified a little bit more the
kinds of roles that you can get, anything like that?
I don't know. I think it's just solidified more that I absolutely love what I get to do, and I'm so grateful to get to do it. I think that's probably...
Yeah.
You know.
You were so amazing in this. I mean, it's so much more than just like a history that I remember so well.
Yeah.
You brought it to a different level with your performance in this. And as Billie Jean told me, that you didn't get together with her ahead of time.
I don't know what she's talking about. We spent a lot of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
Billie Jean King's a big liar,
I think she's not a liar, but I think she just was expecting to spend, like, most days together. We only saw each other, like, a couple times before we started filming. but I don't... I mean, I spent, like... hours and hours at her apartment. We played tennis together. I'm not sure what she's talking about.
That's crazy. But your nuance, your nuanced performance, you clearly watched films. Clearly.
A lot. Yes, yeah. Yes. I was watching her obsessively on a daily basis. I could probably recite many of her interviews from the 70s verbatim for you.
Wow.
If you ever want to, you know, have that over wine one day.
Right. We'll save that for another
we'll
time.
We'll save that for another time. Yeah. It was a lot of research, and which was so incredible. It was like to get to know this person who is now this figure, and obviously was then too, but to just really get to know her in that time period through footage and interviews was just a really special thing.
The physical prep must have been unbelievable for
you. It was a lot.
So physical for you.
It was, yeah. It was, but that was a joy. That was just so exciting to get to be stronger and, you know, have this relationship to my body that I've never had. But of course, her relationship to her body, she was such a machine and was able to execute anything she wanted to on a tennis court. And
were you a tennis player anyway?
No.
Oh, no.
Wow. So there was a lot of training to do. but, yeah, it was really a fascinating part of the journey that I had never gotten to.
I wonder also if you find it ironic in any way that, I mean, this movie in many ways is about equality for women, equal pay for women. Ironically, many of the things that we're still arguing and struggling about today.
I mean, ultimately, the battle of the sexes, as big of a, you know, an overblown sporting event, and this, you know, we had so much glitz going into it.
Right.
It was about social change. I mean, this absolutely was a great forum for a message to be put across that, you know, women deserve equal respect and equal treatment and equal pay. I mean, that was, especially, you know, in this sport, Billie Jean was such a pioneer in making sure that women were being paid equally. And obviously it took a long time, even it's something like Wimbledon until 2007 to have that be the case. But, it's not that women are saying they're better than men or even equal to men physically. It's just that they deserve the same amount of respect. And this, I think, was such an effective forum for that. I mean, had she lost, it would have been truly, truly terrible, I think, for Title IX and for so much of what's happened since. So it was an incredibly brave thing of her, and was about so much more than just tennis.
There's Emma Stone, the Oscar winner, talking about portraying Billie Jean King.